You're listening to 10 Minutes of Rambling, the podcast for people who like ASMR stuff and can't fall asleep. All music is by Jason Shaw on Audionautix.com. Today we talk about mattresses and Celsius. Hey, good evening, or night. I don't know, maybe it's 3 in the morning and you can't sleep, and you decided to fire this up. Maybe it's exactly your bedtime and this is part of your routine. Doesn't matter, you're enjoying it, and I'm enjoying that you're enjoying it. But would Nora enjoy it? That's what I want to know. You know, a lot of what I talk about is based on things that may or may not have happened, but this definitely happened. And I've been thinking about Nora. You see, the cashier in front of me was talking about Nora to a man and a woman who had a dog with them. They had a dog inside of a store. Let's go back 50 years, shall we? And I say to you, there was a dog inside of a store. And you say in one of those accents, why is there a dog in that store? Dogs don't belong in stores. They should be out tied to a lamppost where a kid is chasing a hoop with a stick. Right? Where like you could tie up your dog and no one would ever touch your dog or steal it. They'd pet it and be a little kid and you'd say, get away from there. And the kid would be sad. And no one would pay him any mind. And he'd be like, well, I guess I shouldn't touch dogs. Right? But that was 50 years ago, and now it's present day, and now dogs are in stores. There's probably other animals in stores too I've never really noticed, nor do I care. And I'm not talking about a pet store. This was more of a store where you would purchase flowers or purchase things to make your grass wet, things like that. I think I've narrowed it down. I can't say anymore. I don't want your mind to go too far into lawn care products, because that's not a sleepy thing. But Nora awaits. And so they were talking about dogs, and the cashier mentioned that another poodle comes in sometimes named Nora. And also Nora's sister is there. And more than once she said Nora's sister, again relating and referring to a dog's sibling. And when I came up to the cash register, I told her, I think it's unfair that you know Nora's name, but you don't know her sister's name. And she said, I know, right? And she was very excited, and I thought it was very nice. I was having a very pleasant time purchasing the items that I didn't want to purchase at the place that sells lawn care products. And the reason I was having a good time, I think, is a lesson worth $100 at least. So I'm going to give you a free lesson while you drift off into sleep. And the lesson is that there are two ends of a scale of smiles. You see, on one end of the scale is the look on your face that says, the two people in front of me are spending 10 minutes talking about dogs, and they have a dog in front of me, and they're only buying like 2 things, and they're taking 12 minutes. That's a mean face. Some people may say that's, you know, a resting bitch face. Some people would say that's a resting bitch face. They may say it's an active bitch face. They may say it's an actively angry face. Leave that man alone. He's troubled. He's angry. I'm sure you've made that face once in a while. I mean, if your kids spill something on the rug, you're not going to dance. You're going to do that. You're going to make that face, the glare, if you will. Well, that's on one side. On the other side of that is the smile that says, I'm really interested in what you people are saying. I would so desperately like to be involved in this conversation, so continue to look over to me and try to draw me into the conversation. And when I get drawn in, I will respond to you, and I will say, tell me more about Nora and the dogs, while we ignore the fact that there's a dog in a store. And I know you're clicking your tongue at me, and please don't click your tongue, because that's not a nighttime sound. You know, it's not a nighttime sound. That's more of a, you know, unholstering a weapon or drawing a weapon kind of sound. That's a, we don't like nighttime sounds that are clicks and creaks and snaps, right? Or a dog that barks in the neighborhood every second, like it's a robot dog. Bark, bark, bark. We don't like that either. Nor do we like people who practice their fireworks and say, hey, 4th of July is coming up in a few months. I bought a lot. Let's test it tonight again. Probably around 10 p.m. How does that sound? Then that way we won't get in the way of traffic. Yeah, 10 or 11 p.m. is a good time to do that. And the same logical voice that tells people to do that is the same one that tells me, Mark, you should have a podcast. So anyway, you now know the two ends of the scale for the kind of smile, the kind of face that you can make. There's the I want to kill everyone face, and then there's the by all means drag me into your conversation and let's make this 15 minutes for a two-item transaction, right? Well, I think the clever man, the man of wisdom, knows how to make a smile that's directly in the center of those two items. And that's what I did today. I made a smile directly in the center of those items that said, I'm more than happy to wait, but I don't want to talk to you. I'm just happy. I'm just a happy person. And I bear you no grudge. I bear you no ill will for wasting my time. And it worked, because when I was done, the couple told me how patient I was, and I just smiled at them. I didn't thank them, because thanking them would then be conversation, and they would then think of something else to talk about, and I didn't want to talk to them at all. I very happily, cheerfully, lovingly wanted them to go away. And they did. They left the store, and then I talked to the cashier, at which time I expressed my dissatisfaction at the fact that she didn't know Nora's sister's name. And she was admonishing herself as well and saying, I really should have. We didn't go into detail as to why she didn't know Nora's name, if she knows the owner of Nora, if she'd ever simply asked the owner, what is the dog's name? Because it's interesting that she knows about the lineage, right? You could say, well, Nora comes in here sometimes with another dog. Okay. And you never really learn that one and blah, blah, blah. But if she says Nora comes in here with her sister, someone told her that. She did not apply a do-yourself kind of DNA test and then sent it in and then went, oh, those dogs are related. They're like directly related. That's Nora's sister. So she didn't do that. So someone must have told her that. And of course, the most logical person to tell her that is the owner of Nora, correct? Or perhaps it's the owner of Nora's sister, which means she spoke to a human being and was told that the dog is Nora's sister, but somehow the information that would have simply conveyed the dog's name was never conveyed between them. And you say, well, Mark, as you drift off beautifully and happily into sleep, but maybe this was a fluke. Aha, I would say to you, kindly and carefully, as I would pour a little bit of hot chocolate for you, being careful not to spill it on you because you're kind of in a weird position. I know you just brushed your teeth and that's the last thing you want. But she had mentioned more than once that Nora and her sister had come into the establishment. So she had ample opportunity more than once, but we're ignoring poor Nora's sister. And you wonder, is Nora's sister a good dog or a bad dog? And you think, well, all dogs go to heaven according to a movie, which, as we all know, we should follow movies, what they tell us. So we know it must be a good dog, but then we wonder, why is this dog not named? Maybe the dog was never given a name. I think that's possible. I don't think it matters. I certainly know that naming a cat doesn't really matter. Naming pretty much any animal doesn't matter. I know you think, well, my dog knows its name. Sure, it knows the syllables that you seem to repeat every time you want the dog's attention. Come here. Right? What have you done? Right? I mean, I could just come over to your house and you could say, you know, your dog's name is whatever, but it sounds like So I would just say or ah-oo, or ee-ee, or because that's all the dog hears. It's just syllables you keep repeating, which must have some sort of meaning. So, say hi to for me, and have a beautiful night. That was the 10 Minutes of Rambling podcast. If you're asleep, you're not going to hear this, although it may be subliminal. And if that's the case, this will be $50. So please subscribe and send me $50. And I'll see you next time.